no sheds or things for them.
Well, now, some of them have sheds, you know, where these cattle stay around, but not there's not too many of them.
Now, what are those called? Any special term? Or? I know I might be getting into special fields here, but.
Cow
shed. Just plain old cow shed.
We used to keep our cows in the barn.
Around the barn, what do you call a place where the cows may be enclosed some way or other?
Stalls.
No, I was thinking more not in the barn itself, but maybe there'll be a place fenced off beside the barn.
A lot?
Uh-huh. Are they ever brought into these lots for milking, or?
Yes.
Is the place there called anything special when it's used for that purpose?
I can't remember. Seemed to me like they called it something. I don't remember what. Of course, now myself, I've never lived on a farm. I don't know a whole lot about it, just, you know.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard the term milk gap?
No.
I'm not surprised. This is a term that you'll find in Eastern Virginia, West Virginia, Western Virginia, rather, and Western Carolinas, parts of Tennessee. How about cupping? That's another one of those Eastern terms. Mostly I've just heard cow lot for it.
Yeah.
How about a place near the barn for the horses?
Corral.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Corral. Mm-hmm. Now, corral to me was always worth. Maybe they were going to sell a bunch of cattle or something, and they'd corral them. That's the only way I'd.
That would be out in the pasture? Or?
Well, no, they'd use it to take them, you know, drive them to where they had a barn.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they want to, what they call, cut them out, different kind of cattle that they want to sell.
Any special term for a shelter for hogs and pigs? I guess you want a lot of these farm terms now.
Pig pen.
That's a good northern term, pig pen. Of course, that's quite common in the state, too.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, we made a trip. It was summer before last. I'd never been up in Illinois and went up to see Dean.
Mm-hmm.
And we got up on this flat after you get into Illinois a little way, it's just as flat as it can be. See, I'd see these little houses. See? Well, the fellow we were going to visit, it was raised on the farm. And I asked him what these little houses were, and he called them, what was that? I never heard that.
Pig sty?
Pig houses or something like that. But so often out in these alfalfa fields you would see these little buildings all out through there.
So you get the wind just right and you just wonder how they can stand it. What would you call a farm where cows are raised for milk and butter?
Dairy.
And a place around the barn where the stock is kept or where it's fed, just the general area around the barn.
Lot.
What kind of fences were used here in the early days? That is, well,